Welcome to the Post Game Bar Tab Podcast, the unscripted version. Yes, we're doing this live right now. We got nothing in front of us. This is it.
To be fair, usually it's not scripted, but we have a general, you know,
outline,
an agenda to cover.
We have an agenda. We're coming for you. We're going to talk to you.
It's a political agenda.
For the AUCC, the ACCSU voting Colorado State. We have the agenda.
Good times.
We're discussing about what we should talk about beforehand, and I found some news that I think you would love to talk about.
Yeah.
However, you won't love it.
Oh.
It's about how the AAF are reportedly set to suspend operations.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And they're looking towards folding.
Yeah, and that makes me so sad. I mean,
it's
so good.
This is a tragedy.
It's so good.
Is it?
I mean, have you seen a game? They're awesome.
I mean, it's a game and it's football, yeah, but it's not making enough money.
Yeah, and it's, you know, one of the things I like so much about it, they put the games out for free afterwards.
Yeah.
They have almost no commercials. There's minimal sponsorship whatsoever, and that's one of the things that we love about it, but, you know, the NFL has it for a reason. They need it.
It's like the NFL is a billion-dollar corporation because of it.
Yeah, you take the sponsorship out of the NFL, and the billion-dollar corporation becomes a million-dollar corporation.
Yeah, so The AAF is it's 10 weeks and then a 2-week playoff postseason. And we're only 8 weeks in, and already apparently they're gonna suspend all operations today.
So they're just not going to play games anymore?
Apparently that's suspending all operations. Yeah. So no games, no practices, and they're now looking like it's going to, the league's like, no, we're not folding. We're not folding yet. Everyone's like, we're not folding, but we're looking at folding. We're probably going to fold.
Yeah. And the first week of games, we're averaging 3 million views, a little over 3.25 mm-hmm. million views, which at the time, the other sports thing to watch was Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City Thunder, which had only 2.6.
Right.
So people are watching it, but it goes down and goes down, and some of the markets are, you know, they don't have football teams for a reason. You know, there's like less than 10,000 fans at most of the games.
Yeah, like the Birmingham Iron.
Right. And you know, Birmingham, at least it's in Alabama, and there's a lot of former Alabama players on it.
Yeah.
And they get, honestly, more attendance than most of them. But like teams like Atlanta that have a professional football team, that, you know, don't crave professional football like people like San Diego, people like Birmingham, people like San Antonio.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, you're thinking, why would I do that? Why would I pay $20 to go see a bunch of athletes that couldn't get into the NFL when I could wait 6 months, pay $40, and see some great athletes?
Yeah.
And I, you know, I understand, and I questioned a lot why there was an Atlanta team. But, you know, whatever.
I don't know.
It's rough. And honestly, it had potential to be almost a G League type thing.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's not making money, that, you know, it has to.
Well, the AAF says, like, well, the biggest thing is the NFL Players Association isn't giving us young players to play, to develop and play.
Right.
Because for the AAF, like, listen, just give us the players that are on practice squads. Like,
right,
and you can play them.
And that would help, yeah.
And they'll get playing time, and they mm-hmm. can see, like, could they play in the NFL and continue to grow?
They can garner publicity, get fans. You know, if you were Atlanta, you would really want that to happen, especially with the Atlanta team, mm-hmm. because you're saying, hey, you're in the same city. You can come see these guys that may well be the future of the Falcons. Come look. Come watch. Tell us if you like them. You know, and that, honestly, you know, as much as you like, if you have two different guys that are exactly the same, one of them is Matt Ryan, and one of them is Matt Ryan with half the charisma, you're going to pick the one with the charisma.
Right.
So the one that's popular with the people. That's a great way to test it, is by making them the stars of their own little team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens in minor league baseball all the time. They need to take a page from other sports books. The NFL is the only of the major sports that doesn't have a development league.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to go quite in depth as baseball or hockey, but they should go as in depth as the NBA, or if not further.
Yeah. The one big thing that the NFL Players Association, of course, declines the whole idea of having like the players go over to the AAF.
Right.
They said that it could violate the collective bargaining agreement rules that restrict mandatory workouts during the off season, and they're also worried that injuries during the while playing for the AAF could shorten the amount of time that a player could play in the NFL,
right?
As well, eventually could in fact impact financially.
Well, and my counter to that is, you know, it's completely their choice if they want to play.
Yeah.
And also, you know, they have what, maybe a 30% chance of making it off a practice squad at some point in their life and like staying on a roster for a year.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to take that chance, go ahead and take it. But, you know, if they'd rather take the you know, 50% chance to go play in the AAF and then maybe you get a roster bid next year, but there's also a chance you're going to get hurt. There's also a chance you're going to disprove yourself and never get a job like Christian Hackenberg.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, there's substantial risk. And, you know, I said in an earlier episode of this, when you step onto the field, you accept a numerous amount of risks.
Yeah.
Injuries, you know, disproving yourself. You know, every game, you know, even, you know, other players like Tom Brady, they stand to disprove themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady goes out and has a season that's the worst of all time. It's definitely going to hurt him. You know, he's Tom Brady and he's built up a lot of legacy, but
right.
It's going to hurt him still. And he accepts that every time he doesn't retire and comes back for another season. He accepts, I might have a terrible season. Look what happened to Peyton Manning.
Are you wanting him to retire? Is that what
I'm saying? No, no. But, you know, like Peyton Manning, he came back for that last year and he was not Peyton Manning. He was not good. And that severely diminished a lot of people's opinions of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not quite to the point that we're not considering him the greatest quarterback of all time anymore, or at least putting him in those discussions, but it definitely hurt him.
Yeah.
You know, and it hurt people like me who grew up seeing him to watch him be in the bottom half of quarterbacks that season.
Yeah.
But you know, if you want to take that risk to improve your chance to go into the NFL, by all means, I don't think we should restrict them.
Yeah. It's just tough to grab players because, in all honesty, like the AAF could be a development league, but it needs to have like an official structure with the NFL in order to do that. Which, you know, minor league baseball, they have like an official structure. The G League has an official structure. The AAF doesn't really have one with the NFL, and that I think that whole not having a plan and or like an organization to officially like have it be a development league, it. Right now, it's just a dump-off league. It's not a development league. It's just a dump-off league.
Right. Guys like Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, where it's like the guys who couldn't cut it now go to the AAF, where eventually you want it to be like the young guys who want to make it to the NFL.
The guys who aren't quite ready.
Yeah. Come here and then develop and then go to the NFL. But for right now, it's just like it's all it is it's just a dump-off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I couldn't make it to the NFL, so I'm staying here. And we haven't really seen, like, any players that the NFL has gone, oh, man, I like that kid.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sign him now. Like, I haven't seen that. Like, the NBA, it's like, we're going to bring this kid up from the G League, and we're going to give him a 10-day contract. And if he does good, bring him on for more. But for the NFL, it's like, yeah, you're there, but we have the offseason, the draft going on, too. So why? Why would we need it?
Right.
Like for the G League, like the NBA has the Summer League and the G League. The Summer League, perfect.
Yeah.
Guys you just drafted get to play.
Mm-hmm. Young guys who need more experience.
Yeah, and you like them, you bring on to your NFL roster, your NBA roster. Mm-hmm. Guys who don't, you're not there yet, G League. NFL, they don't have that. It's just draft it, you make it perfect, you
preseason,
don't.
Preseason, I guess. You know,
yeah, but
practice squad or roster, and that's it.
Yeah, but it's just.
You have very limited space on the practice squad.
Yeah.
And those are guys that you know, they can't be, you know, because you can sign people off other people's practice squads.
Yeah.
They can't be people who, you know, have a lot of potential but aren't quite ready.
Right.
Because you have to hold on to them on your roster or cut them.
Yeah. But that's the thing. The NBA also has a preseason.
Right.
But that's just like you work out the kinks with your team. The NFL is like, where you have 4 weeks to make the roster. If you don't like what you see, even though you're on the field for 3 minutes, mm-hmm. you're gone.
Right.
So it's try to find a system where it's like you draft the guys, then you have them play during the summer, which I think would be a great time because it's in that break where it's like, man, I really do miss football.
Right.
Because it's the constant nonstop. I do like how they're coming in and they're not playing during the NFL season. I think it's great because it provides us more football. But man, it's like I just watched the biggest game in NFL history with the Super Bowl.
Right.
And now I'm going to go to the AAF. It's like,
Right.
It's like having your dessert and then be like, hey, do you want your greasy, disgusting appetizer now? And you're like, why? I just had like the best dessert of my life. And you're going to give me like pot stickers.
Right.
Great. Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. It's definitely hard. I think that they are missing out on a huge opportunity by not participating in the AAF, the NFL.
Yeah. I think it'd be a great way for teams to then fine tune like what they need and like fine tune developing like actual players too. Cause there are a lot of teams that just draft willy nilly, be like, we're going to give you a shot cause we need someone at linebacker mm-hmm. and it's the sixth round.
Right.
And you're it, kid.
Yeah.
But now you get to actually like see players develop and be like, is he good now? Is there someone better? Because you never know. There are some players that don't make it on an NFL roster that get signed within like the next week, and all of a sudden they're a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're a key player. There's a key player in the roster, like on special teams or on certain plays on defense. So I don't know, it's tough to see. I think the AAF is fun. I do agree. I think
it's so fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a huge flashback to football as it was like 10 years ago.
And also, if the NFL really like works with the AAF, it'd be a perfect opportunity to see rule changes.
Yeah.
Like seeing and testing out the ways that people are like, this should be a rule. Perfect. We'll implement it in the AAF, see how it works out. And if we like it, we'll introduce it to the actual NFL.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't understand. It's a billion-dollar corporation in the NFL. Just take the shot. The only thing that it's doing is just making it a longer process to see who's a good player instead of just all in that 4 weeks.
Right. And it's a lot. And you can't get your – just because in that 4 weeks, you're not dedicating it just to rookies.
Yeah, it's
the biggest thing.
You're also having starters in there, seeing how they're going to work out. Then you bring on the second string, and then you bring on the third string, and you never know. The third string could be better than the first string, but because it's during garbage time, everyone's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely hard to pinpoint.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just sad. It's sad to see.
Yeah.
I really want them to at least go through an entire full season. Like, it's been 8 weeks. They're stopping now. But then you had, like, just continue on. You have 2 more weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then the 2 weeks.
Finish it, yeah.
Yeah, just finish it out. Just
I mean,
it.
Honestly, and if they made some kind of crowdsource funding, I'm sure they could make some money.
They try to do something.
I mean, honestly, I would give some money to keep the AAF going.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, you had the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he put in $70 million.
Or it was more than that.
But he's pledged $250. He's put in $70 million.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's like, I'm about to lose $70 million. Let's stop now.
Put in more. I don't know. I think put in some more money. You might get it back.
It's tough. Get $7 million back in 4 weeks, though. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Probably not.
Think Trent Richardson jerseys are going to sell $70 million worth just to get back?
Probably not. But, you know, honestly, in this short time, Garrett Gilbert and Trent Richardson are two big pieces that might have an NFL career now, another one.
True. I mean, we also do still have the second wave of free agency still to come in the NFL.
Honestly, if I'm a team and I need a running back, I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
My gosh. Well, speaking of financial situations, some things have been thrown out about, of course, Zion Williamson and his future shoe deal, not NBA contract, but shoe deal.
Right.
Where the guy who worked for Nike, who signed Michael Jordan back in like 1983, said, I would expect that Zion Williamson could get a shoe deal worth $100 million. This isn't an NBA contract. It's just the shoe deal.
That's a lot of money.
100 million. And he's like 19? It's like 19,
yeah, I think he's
19, 20 years old. How old is he?
I'll get it for you.
It's like just right out of college.
Zion is...
He's 18.
Yeah.
He's about to turn 19.
19 this summer.
Yeah, July 6th.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. Honestly, that's almost not good.
$100 million at the age of 19. But, Nick, what would you do? Think back when you were 18, 19 years old. What would you do with $100 million?
I would buy a lot of stuff. I would buy cars. I would buy a house. I would buy literally anything I ever wanted.
Just anything?
Pretty much everything. Everything that has ever occurred to me that I want, I would buy, you know. I mean, honestly, even right now, almost, the value of money is so much lesser to him. He hasn't been living on his own, you know what I mean? So he doesn't understand, you know, like Gronkowski, who hasn't spent any of his Patriots money. He's only spent endorsement money. And you know, that's a huge smart play, and you don't see that very often. Because honestly, if you gave me $100 million right now, I'm going to put some of it in the bank, sure, but that's mostly because I can't spend $100 million in a week. I'm going to spend in the 7, maybe 8 digits today.
Really? Like,
you know, I'm gonna fly to, you know, Rome, and I'm going to buy a fancy car.
Oh my gosh.
Just because I want to.
I couldn't help but laugh because the microphone fell off the stand.
Yeah.
Now I'm holding it, so if the microphone quality is all of a sudden either better or worse...
Let us know somehow.
I feel like I'm like sitting at, like I'm doing an interview right now with the microphone in my hand instead of on the stand.
It's great.
I'm just holding it. I know it has the whole U clamp and everything. Yeah. Like I'm just, this is great. We should do interviews more. Like, we should do podcasts more like this.
It's very imposing, that's for sure. I have something to ask you now for sports. So, do you like minor league baseball?
Yes, I do enjoy it.
So minor league baseball fans here in Colorado, they might be like, hey, what happened to the Sky Sox? Because they're not a thing anymore. Did you know that?
I do know that the Sky Sox aren't a thing. Which, first of all, fantastic name. No, not the Red Sox, not the White Sox. The Skies.
It got better. Their new name. So they do exist, but they're not the Sky Sox anymore. What happened was the Sky Sox moved to San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
And became the San Antonio Missions. Okay.
That was already a team. The San Antonio Missions were already a team.
Yeah, it was a double A team. Okay. The San Antonio team moved. So basically they gave their name to the Sky Sox.
Okay.
And they were double A. So now the Sky Sox are still triple A.
Okay.
But now they're the Missions. The Missions essentially, so they graduated. The Missions graduated up a program.
Yeah.
The Missions changed their name to the Sod Poodles.
Wait, okay, the Sod Poodles?
Sod, S-O-D, space, Poodles, P-O-O-D-L-E-S. And they moved to Amarillo, Texas. Hold on. And then the Helena Brewers, which was the rookie league affiliate for the Brewers, moved to Colorado Springs, playing in the stadium that the Skyhawks used to play in. And they changed their name from, you know, they can't be the Helena Brewers anymore.
Right.
So there was a fan vote as to what it would be. And the options were the Colorado Springs Happy Campers. The Colorado Springs Lamb Chops. Colorado Springs Punchy Pikas.
Punchy Pikas?
Do you know what a pika is? A pika is, it's like a little mouse.
Yeah.
And it's something that is frequent in that area. The Colorado Springs Throttle Jockeys.
No.
The Rocky Mountain Oysters.
No. Stop.
And the Rocky Mountain Vibes.
I swear, if it's not the Vibes, I'm going to cry.
Which one do you want it to be, and which one do you think it is?
I really want the Vibes to be it, because I'd be embarrassed, because I feel like it has to be the Oysters. Was it the Oysters?
No, it was the Rocky Mountain Vibes.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my goodness.
And their mascot, it's a marshmallow with he's wearing like a graham cracker vest, and he has boots on, and he's holding up a peace sign, and his hair is fire. Look at it, Ray. I strongly encourage everyone listening to this podcast to open another tab. Don't close this podcast, but open another tab and look up the logo. It is a fresh logo, Ray.
No, it's not. they could have gotten like the Vibes. That's such a good, I feel like that's like a G League name for the Utah Jazz. The Utah Vibes. Oh, I would be so about that.
The Rocky Mountain Vibes. I mean, that's not a terrible name.
That's dope. But then you made it a s'more.
Yeah.
Giving a peace sign.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I mean, honestly, I'm just glad that it's not a weed reference.
Who's
because it was probably an option.
Someone needs to get fired. Someone immediately needs to get fired. Like, just I understand that the minor league is now becoming like a. We have the fun names, and we're the minor leagues.
They have some great names in the minor leagues.
No rules. You wicked. But come on.
What is that impression?
That's my impression of like a 40-year-old guy who's like trying to still be hip. Whoa.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, what's up, kids? You know, you don't live near a Major League Baseball team, but you can come check out the Rocky Mountain Vibes and check out Graham, the Graham Cracker.
His name's not Graham.
What's his name? Oh, no. Do you know his name? What's his name?
Yeah, his name's Toasty.
Stop.
Wait. If you want to know more about Toasty, on June 23rd, the Rocky Mountain Vibes are playing the Grand Junction Rockies, and the bobblehead giveaway to the first 1,000 fans is a Toasty bobblehead.
Come on, man.
Honestly... I might go.
Do you know how I can see it in my mind right now how they came up with that mascot? They literally said, "What do the kids like? What's about the vibes?" And someone said, "Marshmallow." He's like an artist, right?
It's a mountain, like a camping staple.
No, because that would work for the Rocky Mountain Happy Campers, which I can't believe.
That was ridiculous.
Go through this one more time.
Of the names?
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain Oysters, okay.
So
I can't believe sounds like that should be the name.
There's two Rocky Mountain ones, Rocky Mountain Vibes and Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Right.
The other ones are the Colorado Springs Throttle Jockeys, the Punchy Pikas, the Lamb Chops, and the Happy Campers.
The Happy Campers. When I go to a baseball game, I don't think about, first of all, why the campers? But then it's the Happy Campers. So it's like, is their hat, like I can imagine the logo on their hat, is it just like the smiley face?
There wasn't a logo released in this article, at least. You know, I have an idea.
The Throttle Jockeys? Stop. Stop. Seriously, people need to get fired.
I mean,
Punchy Pike, stop.
The Punchy Pike sounds like a real minor league team. Like the Sod Poodles, what's that? What even is that?
Have you seen
the logo for that? It's weird. It's really weird.
I just don't understand. Like, I don't like that movement. I don't like the movement anymore. I was all about the movement. I'm not okay with the movement. Because now I'm thinking about all the ideas that weren't accepted. Like, you know how there are crazy names now?
Oh, yeah.
Think of all the ones that weren't accepted.
Oh, I'm sure there's some egregious names out there.
Oh, no. Oh.
There's also a new team this year, the Las Vegas Aviators. They're switching from something else. But you need to see the logo for them as well.
I swear, if it's a smiling airplane.
No, it's like a really weird... He looks like a bug almost. Pilot.
A plug?
A bug.
Ew. Ew.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Wait, what team is this for?
The Las Vegas Aviators.
So the V, it looks like it's a pilot's helmet. It's a person wearing a pilot's helmet, and it's like a fighter pilot's helmet where it's like the big.
And there's like a V that's like there's a reflection of mountains in his eyes, which is pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, and the visor is like the huge one that you see, and it's a V.
He looks kind of like an alien.
But the V, like just the V, fades into the guy's face.
Yeah.
So it looks like the V is antennas.
They used to be the Las Vegas 51s, But
there
but,
must be some kind of historical background on that one.
But the 51s and the stars, the 51s, you know, referring to Area 51.
That logo makes more sense with the Area 51s.
They played to a new, they moved to a new ballpark and decided they needed a fresh new look.
Stop it. Oh, that look makes, I think that look works more with the 51s.
It really does. It looks like an alien.
It does.
The old one, it was like a stereotypical like grayish blue alien with the big eyes and the huge
green
head. No, with the huge head. And the black eyes and whatnot.
They probably had so many E.T. days.
Yeah, probably.
E.T. and Star Wars nights. Star Trek.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, my gosh. Their star pitcher was probably, they give it a bobblehead night where he was like wearing a Star Trek uniform. You just, I can feel it in my gut. The Rocky Mountain, I was so shocked. Wait, it was like, where'd they do this poll? Like, is it just online?
I don't know. I don't know where they
did the
poll. Because
knowing the internet, it literally could have been Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
What would the logo be?
Probably an oyster.
I was thinking a bowl.
It might be a bowl. Honestly, at that point, I'd just make it like a mountain.
Really? Avoid all costs?
Yeah. I mean, you still want like parents to bring their kids to games and stuff. It's a really weird gray area in.
Wait, I don't understand. Why is it not an oyster?
Honestly,
on their
have you ever had a Rocky Mountain oyster? They're really good.
And
the only reason so I went on a fishing trip with my dad and the president of a bank.
Okay.
And a couple other. He took a bunch of people. Right.
Right.
And the president of the bank bought appetizers for all the tables. And I was, you know, this was my freshman year of college. I'm trying to impress the president of this bank, right?
Right.
So I, you know, I'm polite. I'm a polite individual.
Mr. President.
So I take, you know, he orders it, you know, we're at several different little tables. And it was me and my dad and this guy and this other guy. And we're all at the table. And he's like, have some. And, you know, I'm a polite guy. He orders me this, you know, I'll taste it, right? Honestly, it was pretty good.
And they started laughing at you and they're like, you didn't know, you idiot.
No, they all loved it.
Really?
And honestly, I had a lot more than just the one because they were really good.
Oh, come on, man.
They're really good.
The Rocky Mountain, the throttle jockeys. How would you, I don't know what to picture in my mind for that one.
I don't even know what that means.
It's probably just like a race car. That's probably
what it is. Yeah, I guess. What significance does that have to Colorado Springs?
I don't know. What do vibes have to do with Colorado Springs?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the vibes, man.
I'm gonna look up the throttle jockeys.
Oh my gosh, what if vibes is actually a reference to weed, though?
I mean, I thought it was going to be.
You ride the vibes, bro. Listen to Marshmallow. The kids love Marshmallow.
I mean, honestly, he seems like a pretty fresh mascot.
I can't. They're gonna have a Marshmallow night. I swear. Every single minor league, every single player that comes up for his bat. His walk-up song is going to be a Marshmallow song. That's all it's going to be. And no matter what, it's just Marshmallow songs.
I mean, honestly, you know, I might leave my tip a little early. That's the tradition. And by a little early, I mean like 2 minutes early. Because that's a tradition.
Let's just do it now. We've had our appetizers.
Yeah.
We've had our main course.
And then
the beautiful dessert of the Rocky Mountain oysters. What will be your tip?
My tip is go to a minor league baseball game. You missed the last Sky Sox game, but honestly, minor league baseball is the same, really, from level to level.
Right.
The only issue is the vibes are a rookie league team.
The vibes. So feel the vibes. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
They're feel a rookie the league team, so they have half the season.
Right.
So there's less games to go to. But honestly, it's such a relaxed feel. They're really cheap. They have a lot of $2 parking. Mm-hmm. Promos.
What?
Oh, well, there's a $3 craft beer promo.
Okay.
There's
all right.
Fireworks. Like,
I like that one.
It's like Friday night fireworks they do. Friday night fireworks. One of them's presented by CSU Pueblo. You know, there's so many promos. And we went to a game, my mom and I, like 10 years ago, and they were just handing out CDs for no reason. They just had CDs.
They were just tossing it
at us. Like, they just give you, like, weird stuff all the time just because.
They're just chucking it at us.
Since it's rookie league, it's a lot longer since the players there will make the majors if they do.
Right.
But it is kind of cool to say, like, you know, for example, I saw Rougned Odor play before he was a major leaguer. I saw him play in that game. And it's really cool to be able to say, I saw Rougned Odor play before he was a star.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, that's something that not a lot of people get to say.
Yeah,
so,
he doesn't remember you.
No, he doesn't remember me at all. But
I'm so sorry.
You know, you also can see some older guys. I saw Casey Kochman play, if anyone remembers him. He, you know, won a championship at one point.
So. At one point he did, at some point.
And he was never a star, to be fair.
Right.
But, you know, it's cool. If you live, you know, south of Denver, and you don't go to Rockies games or they're a little far away, honestly, the vibes, I'm going to go to a game this year, so I
there
recommend it. Yeah.
I think my tip is going to have to be whoever creates the names for these minor league teams, the one tip I have to leave is, man, be careful with internet polls. Because you're going to be like, there's no way he's going to be voted like that.
I ironically would have voted for the Rocky Mountain Oysters.
And that's why they're dangerous.
Yeah.
Because of people like you. Because you're going to actually end up with a name where you're like, oh, we actually have to do this now. Because we made it public and we made it up to the people. And now look at it.
Yeah.
So I think my tip would just have to be careful with public surveys, man. Stop. I can't look at the marshmallow anymore.
He's beautiful. Toasty is beautiful.
His hair is fire. It's spiked fire hair.
Don't you ever talk about Toasty.
Why is he wearing sunglasses?
Because it's Toasty.
What does it have to do with
he eyes? Doesn't want to hurt his eyes.
But that doesn't have to do with being Toasty. Toasty's getting hot.
Toasty does. He can't look at the sun, man. Because it's going to hurt his eyes.
I can't handle this anymore.
He's just a baby.
We'll catch y'all next week.
You just listened to the Post Game Bar Tab Podcast. If you want to hear about sports, you can tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 7 to 9 on 90.5 KCSU FM. Thanks for listening.